Yes, Garrett. They can't hear you.
Did we make it?
Dude.
I can't believe we evaded.
Got away with that. We are in so much trouble, guys. You have no idea.
All Hallows' Eve, and we killed guy outside just
now. We're committing crimes left and right because...
It's like The Purge. Rocco.
We're hooligans.
That wasn't just some guy.
Who was it?
What? That was the taffy man.
Taffy man? You
know yeah, what? the guy who sells taffy for charity.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I feel bad. He was in his street clothes. You just didn't recognize him.
That guy's
wrong about that.
What?
It was the world's greatest bounty hunter.
Oh shit!
What
oh,
the
no.
fuck?
I knew the. Oh, I knew they were gonna
shit.
Find us.
Oh.
The bounty hunter.
I knew.
That's right, brother. I've been looking for you guys. You've been committing too many crimes. And I'm here to bust you, but I'm gonna give you a second chance. Cause what Dog the
Thank
Bounty
you.
Hunter
Thank
always
you.
Says, where mercy is shown, mercy is given.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the second chance. Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
All right. I just realized I wasn't even close to a microphone when I was back there. Did anybody even hear?
We're gonna.
Garrett was trying his best. I pushed my mic right up into your snout
your
there.
On Tuesday, we're gonna magnify that audio. We're gonna enhance 1,000%.
They say in the chat they heard you.
And
dog.
Crank it up.
Oh, good.
We're gonna,
I'm not very smart. I'm as stupid as a dog. So.
We're going to turn even though you maybe could hear him on Tuesday, we're going to turn the audio up on that part so loud that it's going to be podcast 22 all over again.
Speakers
will
Leland,
pop.
Leland, if you're watching this, Leland, when you get this.
Leland here?
They on the ice. Leland, they on the ice.
After 12 years of doing my hit show for A&E, I've learned a thing or two about performing. Dog knows how to project.
Yeah.
His voice.
Who's Leland?
Leland is his number one, bro. Day on the ice.
I've only seen Dog the Bounty Hunter one time.
You don't know about Dekine Bail Bonds, dude?
I don't.
I mean, bro.
You gotta quit that ice, bro. You gotta
Yo,
quit
you
that
want a
ice.
Cigarette? I know they do that.
That's
a lot.
How you calm someone down, bro.
Get this guy a cigarette.
Everyone on ice smokes cigarettes.
Everybody, I've been to jail too, so I know all about second chances, bro.
We caught you, and we're gonna collect that reward. But here, have a cigarette,
bro. You were
you gotta quit that ice, bro.
You were a vacuum cleaner salesman, right, bro?
Is that what he did?
He was a professional.
Dog, before Dog the Bounty Hunter was chasing down the criminals and taking the ice out of paradise. He did sell Dyson vacuums. So Dog the Bounty Hunter knows two things. He knows how to clean, and he knows how to suck.
Yeah.
You gotta get that Dyson, bro.
You gotta get it.
Whoa.
I only endorse the Dyson, bro. I don't just support the ice, but I do support the Dyson, bro.
I got that Dyson, bro.
The way that mask moves, it looks like a Chuck E. Cheese show. It looks. It's, oh,
what Chuck E. Cheese did you
Sean,
go to?
Are they stealing my like this on the Chuck E. Cheese, bruh?
The hell, like, it's like sharp movements and it's not quite right. It's a little fucked up.
Dogs and cats are normally mortal enemies. Rock-a-fire, I love this. Yeah.
All right, my next bounty. Charged with ripping off my bit. Charles Entertainment Cheese, I'm coming for you, brother.
You know,
I saw some teeth in there.
A lot of people are going to think that was a joke too, but Chuck E. Cheese's real middle name is Entertainment. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that, now you know.
I don't think I knew that. Hey, Rocco, I was this year old when I learned that. Have you seen
this
that meme?
Year old?
How old are
Have you?
You
seen that meme? I was today years old when I learned this.
I thought that was today I learned.
But it was, but they changed it now.
T-I-L.
This is what the kids are doing.
I always saw Till, and I was like, well, Till what?
Till dawn.
Till yeah. death.
When I
part.
Was a kid, I remember being in like kindergarten and first grade, and I remember kids having shirts that, you know, their mom clearly put on them that said,
well,
like,
I was that kid.
I'm only this many or years old, or I'm only this many. It would have like fingers. You
oh,
know, I'm this many. And even that young, I remember thinking, just say the fucking number. What is this? Why are you have a shirt with hands
it's
on
cute.
It? Like,
It wasn't cute. You should be knowing how to count by that point.
You held up seven.
What's that?
That was like a seven-year-old who's doing that.
Shouldn't they know how to fucking count by that point?
What's a seven?
What are we doing this image for?
You're in like second grade by seven.
First
so.
Or second,
I was
yeah.
in
You should
first.
Know your numbers by then.
Yes. I was in first.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Did you skip a grade? Were you extra smart?
I did, and I went back.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Let's be serious. Mm-hmm. Are you on some level part genius?
Mensa.
Are you above the normal IQ level?
I mean,
or were you at one point?
Every time I go to the Apple store, they say get to work.
Oh.
They're like, your bar is here, sir. No, when I was in kindergarten, I knew how, once I learned how to read, I could just fucking read. Like there was nothing I couldn't read. So they were like, wow, okay, you could read like college level shit, it doesn't matter. So why
in kindergarten?
Yeah, in kindergarten.
Whoa.
So they skipped me. They were like, they had me read to the class and all kinds of stuff. So they were like, okay, you get reading. So why don't we skip you ahead? Okay. And then I went to first grade. Everyone was older than me, hated me, made fun of me. The teacher gave the hardest homework and it was like, I don't want to be here. I was like really upset for about a week. And then they were like, yeah, this is clearly upsetting you. So
yeah, there are times you're not ready. Okay. When I was a kid, I'm not.
That's why you like lost so much. It brought these childhood memories back.
Yes. They didn't bump me up in school because I was not good at school.
They never did that.
But in karate, they put me into the adults class when I was young.
Yeah.
I was really good at karate.
Physically gifted.
And
that's fucked up.
I was there for two
really
classes and I said, I don't like this because it was like adults.
Yeah, that's well,
and I was like. Mm-hmm. 13 or maybe younger, 12. It's like, I don't want to be here.
That's how it felt for me when I was, I mean, I know it was only a grade ahead, but like when you're that young, kids even a year or two older, that is like so beyond you, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was terrifying being there. But also too, I wasn't good at the other shit. I could read. I've always had good reading and grammar skills, but like math, I'm not ready to do the next year's math. What the fuck are you doing, Miss Hodgman?
Hodgepodge.
The name of the teacher was too hard even.
Yeah.
Not worth remembering.
Too much math. They're adding and subtracting words and shit. Fuck you. Sorry.
God. In elementary school, they didn't offer me that. But when I was in high school, they said you can leave high school and go to college. In like 10th grade.
Really?
Yeah. They said you could go to like community college and you can do.
Oh, yeah.
You can take classes that'll count for both high school and college credits. And they kind of sat me down and they're like, we could tell you're the type of kid who doesn't like, you're smart, but you're not functioning in this system here. So maybe it'd work better for you to do that. But I was like, I don't want to do that and leave all my friends. I just want to like hang out and play video games with my friends.
And at that time, you're looking for shortcuts, not, like, making shit
harder. You know, like, I just wasn't even interested in school at that point. As a teenager, I was all about, like, doing my own thing, like most teenagers are.
Not
thinking about my future or my academics.
The counselor pulled me in. It was to say, like, hey, buddy, if you don't start doing something, you're going to not graduate ever.
I'm with you, man. It was like, hey, so we're going to look at some summer school options.
Yeah, I was
for this year.
Ooh. And there was one, it's like, what happened in math? And I went, what do you mean? And she went, well, you failed it. And I said, well, I didn't get it. And she, okay, we're going to put you in remedial everything. How you doing in science? I'm like, I'm doing fine. We'll put you in remedial science anyways, just in case.
Ew, no.
And you know what? Instead of the tech class, we'll put you in typing.
Oh, wow.
So I did that.
You just phrased the reverse. You just,
it's a new
term. You patented that,
Did you ever have to do legit, like, summer school?
Yeah.
I did.
So,
definitely.
Because that, you know, I was always a really good student. And, like, honestly, like, I always had A's and B's. You know, I had some B's, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was a really good student. But then there were certain things I just hit a wall on. And I always loved math. I always was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And then once we got to like the theoretical math, like write a proof type shit, it was like my brain went, and I failed. So I was always in like really high up like honors math classes. And then suddenly it was like I got hit by a bus, and I was just I couldn't get it.
I was the opposite.
Oh, really?
I was, like, struggling with algebra and kind of the early math problem solving stuff. Yeah. I mean, I really like math, but for whatever reason, in summer school, I took geometry.
Yeah.
And the concept of proofs clicked with me, and
I was
like the number one student in my summer school class. I actually, like, tutored the other students in there.
Nice.
Which was funny because I was in summer school because I had, like, failed algebra the year before and I needed to make up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I went from being the worst in the class to the best.
Damn.
I
fell behind.
I took algebra in summer school and was there the entire summer. The entire summer, obviously, every day. And then the last day, she posted the grades. And I got a 69.8.
Yeah, 69. Oh.
Which is not passing. And so I went to the teacher and said, I have been here every day of my summer, and I need 0.2 more points. Can I please do something or whatever? And she's, no.
No, so no I had favors? Nothing?
That whole summer was wasted, and I had to take that same class the next year. And I, to this day, like, I hear that teacher's name, and I get a burning, like, rage filled up inside of me.
You feel
why
wronged.
Would she do that to me? Point two.
What was that teacher's name?
I don't want to give it out.
She wronged
all right,
you,
give
bro.
Me a fake name that's similar.
I don't even want to do that.
I'll tell you what you should have done. Let's say her name was Mrs. Jackson.
Oh.
Okay, let's say that. It was Mrs. Jackson.
All right. Mrs. Jackson, woo! I only need 2 points to pass this class.
I am for real.
Please. Can you make my summer worth it? And she says no.
What would you do? Oh, dude, he's rabid.
I hope you got your shots.
Oh, I should. No. I didn't do any of this. Oh, no. Oh, it's stuck.
See you around, Miss Jackson.
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
That's what you should have done. She would have given you 5 points.
You're right.
She would have given you an A plus.
Put the eyes away, please.
She would have graduated you from high school that minute.
I had to go to summer school. Jeez. I had to go to summer school for the math class that I messed up.
Yeah.
And I was so, like, defeated going into it. Like, oh my God. Like, I work so hard during the year. Summer is my time.
Yeah.
Like, I am so mad that I have to do this. And I ended up having a good experience. Like, it wasn't that many students, and it was just kind of off-kilter hours, and I wasn't tired all the time. And I felt like, as much as it sucked going to school during the summer, I felt like I learned more. Does that make sense?
You know what? Yeah, totally. I get up to way more fucking debauchery in summer school.
I feel like in summer school, they have less time, so they kind of give you the light version, but give you full credit at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, but
so
but,
it's just easier.
But I really also just felt like it was me and like 15 other kids, and I just felt like it was more relaxed, and we were all just kind of hanging out and figuring the shit out instead of, fuck, it's Monday, it's a school day, I got to do this, and then I got to go to biology, and then I got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, as much as it sucked losing my summer time, I remember when it was over, I was like, I did learn more.
And then in college, it was, the reduced classes were the same thing. They had like the 8-week short classes.
Which I liked better.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too. Less time, just the basics.
Yeah.
Easier A.
Yeah.
Well, I felt better when I had, with the 8-week classes in college, I had more, they were longer, so I had more time to devote to stuff. I wasn't rushing around. And then, after it was 8 weeks of like the stuff you needed and then when it was over, I was like, I felt like I got something. It wasn't just like meeting a criteria. I don't know.
You know who never went to school, never even heard of college?
Who?
Cowboys.
Cowboys have never heard of college?
Cowboys never heard of college.
They definitely.
Out in the Wild West.
Are you
talking about that? I know, because I'm an expert, because I've been playing a new cowboy video game.
What one?
The Vanderlang game?
Did you play Cowboys of Mu Mesa?
Cowboys and Aliens, the movie?
The game?
How did you know I played Cowboys of Mu Mesa? Did you read my show notes?
Oh, I have a sexual thing for them.
I've been playing.
I'm always thinking about it.
He likes cowgirls.
Red Dead Revolver for the GameCube. Nice,
dude. Hell you found one?
Yeah.
You went to Book Off?
Spin those barrels.
Red Dead Redemption 2 came out this week. I got my copy. I actually.
Me too.
I got my copy. I went into the enemy's fortress. That's right.
Uh-oh.
I bought it at Walmart.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
That's low.
They're corporate, dude.
Shameful.
Why would you?
I went to Target first, but they were sold out at Target.
Okay.
So then I went to Walmart.
You tried.
No joke, the oldest lady at Walmart was working there. This woman was like 100 years old.
She when you bought the game, she said, "I live to see this." When she said, "Let me," did she say, "Let me sell you my home movies?"
She said, "I'm in this game."
No. The oldest woman on earth. I went up to her. She's working in electronics for whatever reason. I said, "Hi, I'd like to buy a video game." And she went, "Let me guess. Red Redemption, Red Revolver Part 2. And I went, "Yeah, you've been selling a lot of those all damn day,
dude. You bought your copy in Kentucky? That's then, crazy.
Seriously, it was like the oldest. Yeah. It was the He's oldest counting. Woman you've yeah. ever seen. She may have been planted by Rockstar. Now that you mention it, that is like a
viral
that is
market.
Like a frontier woman.
Yeah,
I bet they fucking planted her at Walmart. Good yep. on you, Rockstar. You outsmarted this
good
old
Good on
woman.
You.
That's how good they are, dude.
I sense a little bit of the old time in your voice as well.
Regarding them being sold out at Target,
yeah.
it's interesting because that doesn't happen that often with physical games at this point because discs, I mean, maybe yeah. with a Switch game or something with a cartridge.
Well, that's the thing. This old woman was like, her mind was blown because she had sold so many of these games.
Yeah. yeah.
She never does that.
Yeah, right. And so, yeah, games on a disc, typically they don't sell out much anymore because it's so easy to run off a million copies of an optical disc. It's so easy.
Yeah.
However, something's been going on lately, and you'll start to see it in other stuff. I think maybe the amount of factories or something that make them is maybe
dwindling
or something.
Maybe.
And I think maybe it has to do with Red Dead itself. Red Dead being two discs, which is not normal at this point. I think they or something hogged up a lot of the resources we have around the country because mom and pop stores, like these independent game stores, they were just told, "Yeah, you're not getting Red Dead till November."
Whoa.
Which and some of those stores were like, "We pre-sold like 1,000 copies."
Right. Oh, fuck.
We were like counting on that. And now you're an independent store. Yeah. 1,000 copies of that game.
That's a lot.
That's 60 grand that you were expecting to get. Do you think all those quote unquote, you know, gamers, whatever you want to call them, gamists,
are going
to
wait? Yeah.
Are going to go, "I'll wait a week for mom and pop to get them." Nope. They're going to go to Target.
I smell a conspiracy theory.
When I went to Target, you know how like they have the new movies in like the stands by the checkout? Like, it was one of those for Red Dead. It wasn't behind glass case. Wow. It was just like, but it was completely gone.
Damn.
Completely sold out.
The woman at Walmart, I kind of explained to her because she was old and I don't think she understood video games, but it was like, "Ma'am, this is like the biggest blockbuster movie in the world right now, but it's only available like at your store."
Yeah.
Right.
So like as big as Infinity War was over the summer, that's what everybody's coming to get at Walmart right now. Yeah. She wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm telling you, man, China trade war.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
the secret deep state trade war.
Plastic
is
shortage
down to the common man. Where do you think all those discs are pressed?
Well, I was just going to say, because this week I'm not going to derail
Metal
to this,
Gear
but
stuff.
Use it as an example, but 2001 A Space Odyssey was set to come out Tuesday on 4K Blu-ray.
I bet I was like, shit.
What?
And
what
yeah, ugly movie. Why would they do it? I don't know.
Don't know.
Mostly black space. Waste of
Digits.
Waste of digits.
No pictures.
Derek's arrows are thrown away.
Derek's just using the same TV digit off. Logic that Sean did when Sean got a free iTunes code from Pepsi.
Yeah.
And then I remember Sean going into the other room and going, "I'm downloading in a Gata DeVita."
Yeah.
why are you downloading that? Yeah, it's the longest song on iTunes.
Exactly.
It was got like, my money's worth.
You're getting your
I like
money.
The way
you know what? Me and Sean know that at the end of the line somewhere, we're extending the computing requirements. We're getting them somewhere in the chain.
There's a blip in the radar because of us.
Yeah.
We're getting them.
Way to have a bigger carbon footprint, asshole.
The reason I brought up 2001 is that all of a sudden for some reason, Amazon delivered my it comes out Tuesday. I got it Saturday night. Amazon dropped it off like 9 p.m. on Saturday. I was like, okay. Ooh. But I looked online and people were like, "Yeah, I'm hearing delayed till November 20th.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I have it.
Yeah.
And then I kept reading and people are saying, I think there's like a disc shortage going on. Like they can't make enough. So all these titles are getting delayed. And then I heard the thing about Red Dead about mom and pop stores not getting it. So I think something's going on with discs right now.
Hmm.
So keep an eye out.
Did you?
I need
so how did you get it?
Who? How did I get what?
Amazon.
4K.
Well, he's an influencer.
I pre-ordered it like a year ago. So
dude, Rocco.
They saw his McDonald's
sell it on
and they
eBay.
Said, "This guy's got to get one."
Yeah,
no
they knew
one
I was
has
an influencer.
It but you.
Yeah.
You're the only guy in the world who has that.
I already opened it and watched it.
Oh. Who got Red Dead? You, me, Sean.
I bought it.
I got it.
Meg, you got it?
Did literally everyone here get it? This
nice.
Is rare. And this is rare territory.
Super rare.
Kevin?
Wow.
Yeah, I think Brian got it. I was thinking Frank got it.
Even
you are on here.
Girl gamers are getting it.
But every girl gamer bought this?
But this is the thing. I think that because when I was trying to buy it, that whole stand was sold out.
Red
the guy
Redemption.
Knew what I wanted before I even said it because like Red Dead, what system? it was just like they must have made so much
that's
fucking money.
They
can't. Oh yeah, totally.
Well, that's why they only put out one game every 6 years.
Yeah. Pretty much. God that they're still around.
Pretty
doing
much.
Because yeah. No one else really is. I went from watching my girlfriend play Assassin's Creed Odyssey all Saturday to I was almost late getting here because I got sucked in, and wow, what a comparison in those two video games.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, who got physical versions?
Yeah,
yeah, me them. Too. So you downloaded it, Meg?
So did interesting. That, so that, Meg, that cost you to download it. You have to do like an extra 50 gig like installation thing, right?
Yeah, so I left my house today, and it was still downloading after like 24 hours.
Oh my god!
How close is it? Oh
my
god.
This
150 gigs total.
My physical copy installed in about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah that's the, now, yeah.
Just
I was surprised. I've never seen that before where it was data disk, put this in first.
Yeah, I've never on a console,
I've never seen that. But that's pretty cool.
It felt like I was installing fucking Adobe Premiere in 2007. Yeah. Like it would just okay, put in disk 2. Now put disk 1 back in. Now give me disk 2. What the hell is going on?
Reinstalling Windows.
Yeah, it was crazy, but yeah, but it is installed. I have played it.
Yeah, we won't spoil anything.
The installation thing was funny for me because I got this game. Slayer was playing sick yesterday. Everyone else was gone. So I'm like, well, I was saying that I won't ever be able to play this game because I have to be by myself. But I could do it. She took a nap in the middle of the day. And it never happens. And I was like, oh, shit, I can play it right now. And then I put it in and it was the install thing. I'm like, oh, fuck, an hour and a half. Oh, fuck, how long is this nap going to be? So I ended up playing like an hour. After I finally got it installed, but I've never played a Rockstar game before. I was thinking about this. This is
really?
The first one
I
ever
have
played.
Only played. Other than this, I played GTA 4 and I did not like it, so I never went back.
What's wrong, cousin?
Played them all.
Yeah. So this is new. This is new to me. I never even looked at Red Dead Redemption 1. I never. I have seriously no context for that at all.
For me,
so this is all new to me.
Red Dead 1 was like the first Rockstar game to be like kind of a drama narrative completely and not have GTA is pretty dramatic, but there's humor.
Sure.
Well, because what about like Grand Theft Auto Vice City? That was the first Rockstar game to have like voice actors and a script.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
No, I just mean
character.
There's like a lot of comedy into the plot of the GTA franchise. It's just over the top, you know, committing capers. And there's always kind of, I mean, super well written, especially with 5. It's very comedic, the dialogue. This so far, and what I remember from Red Dead 1, seems like this is Rockstar's, like, drama that's going to get an Oscar type film. Like,
well, it starts and it's like, this is a movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's credits. This is exactly what a movie is.
Well, Garrett literally just said this is like they're going to get an Oscar-type film.
Yeah.
Well, so it got into you as a...
So that's
how
like,
I looked at
with
it.
With Rockstar games, they were always open world. Like, I used to play Grand Theft Auto 2 where it was just top-down, dropping in the city, running and kill people. And there was a progression. Like, with Grand Theft Auto 3, there was voice acting. And with Vice City, the main character was voice acted by a big actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've been kind of making this progression towards... Yeah. We make movies that you were kind of in control of.
Yeah.
And Grand Theft Auto 5 was really good at that, with kind of like ushering you into these playable cutscenes.
Yeah.
I almost feel like with the beginning of Red Dead Redemption, they've gone too heavy into this is a movie. You know, where it's like long shots of horses walking over mountains. And it's like, okay, you could like cut between the cameras. I was like, yeah, but this isn't a movie.
The last one didn't do that? Didn't
well,
the last
I'm
one have
saying,
long stretches?
In the opening of this new one, it's very heavy.
Okay. Yeah.
No, because like I'm saying, Rockstar has made this progression throughout the last couple of games where they always kind of indoctrinate you, especially in the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They make you play a movie, and then after a couple missions, they kind of let you roam free. Okay, you get it now. Go into the open world.
Yeah.
And they set you free. I just feel like with Red Dead Redemption 2, this is the most they've actually, like, sunk their hooks into you. This is the most cinematic experience
they've
tried to provide before they just let you free into the open world.
Yeah, because my feeling on it so far, I'm a little further into it now, and my feeling on it so far was that, yeah, the opening was kind of... I don't even intend to criticize it. It was very slow and like, yeah, a lot of that kind of stuff. It was kind of like, watch this.
It was
okay,
trying to be a movie.
Traipse through this.
For better or worse.
Now, but however, I will say that in playing through it, at first I was like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know what to think here. But then I had this thought. I thought, you know, how many times do I come on to this podcast and talk about how much I love Twilight Princess, the Zelda game?
Yeah.
And every time I bring it up, people in the chat are like, fuck that. Oh my God, I played 3 hours of it and I was on the fucking farm. And
that's me.
And I'm always like, yeah, but after that, that opening is long and I don't love it necessarily. But man, when it's over, you feel like you have earned being Link so much. And then this adventure feels that much more worth it. That's why I like that game a lot.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to stick with this game, you know, because it's a little, okay, I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a chore right now, but I'm sticking with it. And I'm honestly glad I did, because I'm a lot further now. And I have this weird sense of like, now I'm free to do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And now I have this feeling of all these characters kind of being family a little bit. Like, I really feel like I earned where I'm at right now more than I would have if I'd just been thrown into
that. Yeah, and Rockstar,
so that's how I feel.
They're really good. They're one of the best, actually, at character development. I don't know any other game series other than Rockstar games that, you know, they will set you on a long drive and the characters will start talking to each other and it's actually relevant to the story. It's interesting. It reveals the characters.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy the characters in Rockstar games.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've had these options to interact with the guy I'm riding with. Like, hey, talk to Dutch.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And
I think Micah reminds me of, like, Trevor from GTA 5.
Yes.
Is that the same voice actor?
I don't know if it is, but he is that loose cannon that I've seen so far.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I've seen a lot of complaints, though, about people saying that part was too slow, and I have to wait 3 hours to play the game, but I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah, totally.
I was honestly, like, I'm walking around, and like I feel like I'm really there. It looks beautiful. The sound design of walking through the snow is fucking gorgeous. Like, the music.
Yeah, the soundtrack is fantastic.
And it's like, you know what? Like, people may not be into that. I guess they're going to go shoot and kill things.
But I don't think
this
is that game.
I'm into
this.
Yeah. Like, I'm into, like, sneaking around trying to kill this deer. It's like, I can beat these people.
And
that's awesome.
Rockstar has actually done worse in that regard.
Yeah.
Anybody who played L.A. Noir, that was... yeah. This opening cinematic cutscene never ended. You're a cop, so you're driving through the city, but you have to obey the laws. You have to drive the speed limit. You can't drive on the wrong side of the road.
Oh,
you can't drive
God.
On the sidewalk. You just have to drive slowly and politely through the city and, like, talk to people nicely. So, there was no action. There was no freedom in that game. It was all storytelling and, like, solving murder mysteries and stuff.
So that's what I was going to say is that this being, I mean, like I said, I've not really played many Rockstar games. So I'm still relatively new to one major concept, which is getting in trouble. I'm playing this game and this guy keeps yelling at me and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Wanted level.
Shoot him. And then it's like, oh, wanted, bounty on you. Oh, wait, what? There's a bounty on me?
Yeah,
yeah, you can't go back to this town. Leave this town right now. And then I run to a cabin and the guy's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, this guy doesn't know I did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I, like, accidentally, like, punched his dog or something. Oh. And I'm like, you can't, no, get the hell out of here. And so I shot both of them, but the gunshots rang out, and all the neighbors were like, what's going on over there? Ah, fuck, I can't do this. I can't. So I had to restart my save.
Oh. Yeah,
but
that's a rock. That's one of the levels.
You just got to go run and hide in your hideout, man. Think like a bandit.
I did later, but that first
from
one.
Checkpoint.
Have punched my horse in the head so many times accidentally.
Really?
Oh, I have punched that fucking horse so many times. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Let
oh, shit, sorry.
One of my favorite things to do in Red Dead Redemption 1, you guys will get to this point, you'll be so bored. Horse at full speed. Gun to the back of the head, blow it away, send yourself flying. Too much good stuff.
What do you call that, the ejector seat?
Oh, yeah, you used to tell me about that. I forgot.
Yeah, ultimately in open world games, why I love them is I just like just fucking around doing experiments.
Yeah.
Like pushing people off cliffs and just crashing shit.
But, you know, I don't know what it is. I really, I I want to be the best cowboy I can be. That yeah. Everybody goes in with different attitudes.
Yeah. I get that way too.
And I just want to be like, oh, this guy's this asshole that you've been whatever. Oh, he's like dangling off this cliff. What are we gonna do? No, help honor him.
Hey, like the lone horseman.
I do that. The guy that you take into the cabin, like, do what you want with him. I'm like, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
And this is probably gonna bite me in the ass later.
I thought the same thing, Sean.
But I
think I already had it.
I also know. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I think I already had something happen where it was like, I remember you from this thing, and it's like, don't. Cool. You know.
And it's like I.
Oh, I killed that guy.
Yeah, see? And that's the thing.
I let him go too, Sean.
When I played Dante's Inferno and I could send people to heaven or hell,
yeah.
I took that job really seriously, even though it doesn't matter at all. But I was like, well, this person didn't do that bad of a crime.
See, when I played Fallout 3, I wanted to be Jesus. Straight up. I wanted to be – I felt like this is a wasteland that is so filled with evil.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be the beacon of goodness.
It's funny.
The savior.
Yeah, I could see that. It's funny, though, but in Dante's Inferno, I was the opposite. It was like, hey, we're in hell. Fuck them. No, you're all going
I'm the devil.
Depended on, it depended. Down. You got better stuff, I think, depending on where you send them sometimes.
Yeah, you could power up your heaven gauge or your hell gauge.
So it depends on what I'm in need of
and
how I can use you.
But, yeah, so anyway, so again, having this be, you know, being new to this series – and relatively new to Rockstar, they did an amazing job. It's all I went through kind of a couple days of it all being just so overwhelming though that I kind of didn't know what to think.
Right.
But I'm just now starting to clear the fog a little bit where it's like now I'm instinctively doing things that I had to look up before. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's very there's a lot of the DNA from Breath of the Wild that I like kind of like took on is now is coming into play now where it's like, oh, stamina and, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm still not used to shaving.
I'm really glad I...
In real life or the game?
Both. I'll never get it here and I definitely won't get it there.
I played a lot of GTA Online in the last like maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
And quite a bit of the GTA 5 story. Yeah. Just restarting that game on PS4 and mainly just playing a lot of online though. And I'm glad I'd been doing that over the last couple of months because I've got those controls still kind of stuck to me and they're pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring that up actually.
Sorry. Derek, that was you.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. Jesus.
It is hot in here and I can't imagine you guys.
I am under this mask.
Is it hot in here?
Can we get a zoom
Woo!
In
there?
I think I'm under a fan or something.
I realized that this center piece here, this like altar, is directly under the vents in this room.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are.
That might be your new seat next week.
This was starting to give me a headache. It reminded me of, I think it was on too tight, like the Mario hat.
Yeah.
Oh. Back in the day. I never believed Rocco when he complained about that Mario hat.
Yeah.
I might have to take it back.
It was so constrained on my head.
Yeah. Constricting 15, hat wear.
15 years ago that it was like my head was going to explode.
Well, after all these years, I finally empathize with you. I'm finally. Sorry I never believed your pain.
You can tie your hair up 15th too anniversary. Tight and give yourself a headache.
Long hair,
brother. Derek, you were dog. You are Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, brother.
What is your costume?
Well, we
Guy Fieri.
Tiger Woods, obviously.
No, we had a Halloween thing here the other night, and I was a douchebag there.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm douchebag jack off.
Oh, that's good.
Why? So wait, hold
it's
on.
Like, it's like Saiyan and Super Saiyan,
dude.
Yeah,
you just fucked up our sponsorship with Callaway Golf.
Oh,
God damn it, Rocco. Callaway Golf just paid us for a badass Halloween sponsorship, and you go as douchebag jack off with the Callaway Golf cap.
It was just what was there,
Rocco? They were gonna give us free balls for life.
You know what we could do with balls?
I have some ideas.
What are we going to do? Where are we going to get our balls from now, Rocco?
We're never going to make another free sport video again.
Yeah, how are we going to whack balls? Are we going to pay for them?
You're a cat?
Yeah, meow. I mean.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for that. What are you,
Sean? Oh, I got to stand up, but I am...
Wow! Look at that.
I'm a bug, but I'm anti-bug stunt.
He's anti-bug stunt. Because he's a bug.
$4.97.
This is the costume because in real life I am pro bug.
Hey, can I ask you a question in
Halloween's
character?
About dressing up.
Like, you're the bug. I want to interview the bug who's anti-bug stunt.
Yeah, go ahead.
To the bug who's anti-bug stunt, here's my question. Okay. And you can get a close-up on the bug because I want his answer. The bug stunt involved a fake bug, so no actual bug was harmed in the bug stunt. So why are you the bug anti-bug stunt?
Well, that's a good question.
I know the answer.
I can answer it.
Yeah.
No bug was harmed in the bug stunt. Why are you anti-bug stunt?
Because I think the whole plastic bug thing is really given my kind of bad name.
Yes.
And used to scare people when we're not scary. We're just out doing our own thing.
I'll play that.
So you use me, cast of my friends and I as props to scare your friends.
His culture is not a costume.
And be real, dude. Hey, be real. They took your jobs.
And they took my job.
What?
They could have had you scare people. Instead, they got rubber ones.
And, you know, Rocco, I hope you're comfortable sitting behind multiple stunted bugs in the spider web there.
Whoa.
You don't see that?
You don't see that right there?
Oh, hey. About those.
Yeah. They're fake. Don't worry.
They are fake. All right, they're plastic spiders.
I saw that one move.
I've gotten so many messages. Kevin ships the merchandise here, and the secret prize with every shirt he's been sending out are these fake spiders.
We're doing
it. I've gotten just tweets all day long every day. You fucker. I bought a shirt and this fell out of it.
Oh, Kevin's doing bug stunts?
It's bug stunts.
Every day, yeah.
What?
That's cross promotion, baby.
I didn't know Kevin was pro bug stunt.
Yeah. Kevin's sending out bug stunts.
Bug stunt junior over there.
So if you get some merch.
Son of bug stunt.
Wow.
The
That's
bug
brilliant.
Stunter returns.
You know what? Sending those out, I never thought about what people would see when they opened up, and that was on their shirt. That's fucking.
They were not stoked.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
Oh my god!
So Halloween's just around the corner.
It is.
Who has Halloween plans? I love this costume so much. I probably will be dogged the bounty hunter for Halloween.
A third time.
Third time, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, triple decker.
I definitely got plans. Brian and I have to start our next Resident Evil game on PBS.
Oh, that's right. So Halloween is on Wednesday, right?
It's on Wednesday.
Shit.
We'll be going live at 7 on this
Everyone
Twitch channel.
Everyone should tune in to that on Halloween and watch it.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween cast.
Which Resident Evil?
Well, last time we did Resident Evil 5.
Let me just say.
Now we go to 6.
Hey, he's got his own perspective. Let me get from an outsider's perspective. Favorite PPS shows ever were Resident Evil 5. When you get a full hour of trying to do the same attack on a boss. And it's just endless dying. I mean, I was laughing. I was finding levels of laughter that I didn't know I had within me.
Brian wanted to fight me in the parking lot after that show, I think.
Unbearable.
We've done so many years of this on Halloween. We've done the original Resident Evil, Resident Evil 2, 3, Code Veronica, 4, 5. Now we would be doing Resident Evil 6, but we just don't want to. So,
but have you played that game the whole way through?
I have not. I've played. I played like a few missions. I did all of Wesker's son because that was a new character I wanted to learn about. But anyway, I think there's other core games in that franchise that I just named that we haven't played.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those. We haven't done any side games yet either, but I think the next couple Halloweens, the next few years, are going to be everything to avoid Resi 6.
Eventually,
you should just go whole hog and do 6. That's my 2 cents.
This year will not be 6, I'll tell you that, but we're not going to go to 7 yet until we do 6, so we got to do that first.
Yeah.
There's still a lot. There's Dead Aim to play. There's Gun Survivor 2, 3.
Did you
Outbreak.
Did you hear the latest news about that? About the Switch?
Yeah.
The Switch is getting Resident Evil, Resident Evil 0, and Resident Evil 4.
Is this the first time they've ever released Resident Evil 4 besides on the GameCube?
No, it was on Wii.
Just that one.
It was on Wii. It was on PlayStation.
A little trick or treat.
Two.
Derek,
come
you
early.
Could just say in one fell swoop, it's on.
It's
all
on
of
everything.
It. It's literally.
It's on Xbox 360.
It's not on my family's Samsung fridge.
It's not
other
on,
than that,
it's not on 360. It is on. I've been corrected. I'm sorry. It is on 360. Fuck. No, hold on, Sean. Okay. I'm with you here. It's not on PS3.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And 4.
It's on PS2 and 3?
It's on
and
PS2 4.
And 4? Okay, well.
And it will be on 5.
It will be on 5. But but it being on Switch, now there's a portable version.
It's portable.
That is what I have wanted for so long. I remember when they started.
Yeah, you finally play it.
When the Vita came around, I remember there were, there's a Resident Evil coming to Vita. Oh, okay. And I just remember thinking, like, can you just port 4 to it? Like, I'll play that over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it never happened, but now the Switch is getting it. I'm so happy.
That was a cool device. Get all the greatest old games. Get all of them. Yeah. Get Portal 2. Portable.
You know that I have that.
Hey, you know what game? All right, let's go into the Nintendo catalog. One game that's not available to you right now that you love that you want to bring back. I will go first because I was thinking about this today.
Like a re-release or a new
entry?
A
game that you want to be made available again because it's not available.
Because it's not around.
Okay. And you have fond memories of it. For me, Mario Strikers.
Okay.
The soccer game.
And what
for
was
GameCube?
Yeah, it was GameCube.
That was a good game.
I love soccer games, like cartoony ones. I used to play like Mega Man Soccer. I'm the old guy. I used to play it on Super Nintendo. But going back to the GameCube, that was my last like soccer game that I was really passionate about. And I was thinking today, like, I'd like to play Mario Strikers again.
Mm-hmm.
What's an old game that you sometimes think about, like, I wish I could play that again, but I can't?
See,
you have one.
Hang on to everything, so I'm not like locked out.
Like,
but I would
I
say
have it somewhere I could go, scrounge it up.
But I'd say like ease of access. What I would like, I think the first thing that came to my mind was PT.
I have something to say about
I
that.
I think that's a very important game in video game history,
totally.
And I think we still don't even know the full story behind that.
And you might never. I just found out there's a game heavily inspired by PT. I think it's available on Steam called Visage or Visage, however you play that. I think we should do that for a friend dimension.
Because
I think people would like to see us play that game.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a worse night of sleep than the night we played PT together.
Really?
And I was so scared. Then I had this fucking dumb thing where I think it was Sawyer that called for me because she was scared in her room.
God,
and I had to go down the hallway in the middle of the night to come get her. And I was like,
watch out for Lisa.
Fuck. And so I go into her room and she's not in her bed. And I turn around and she was behind me. And I was like, like I screamed in the house because I was so scared. And it was, that. So anyways, I don't know. I'm sure I'll be there with you guys, but that was really scary.
You know, most of the games that I would want to have made available to me in some form, this year they got announced. All the Final Fantasies are coming to Switch.
You finally got Shenmue 1 and 2.
Yeah, the Resident Evil's are coming to Switch.
Dig deep. There's got to be something love.
So that's why I'm arrived at what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Because I really think this is the only one I could think of where this is a great fucking game and no one can play it. And everyone's going to agree with me who's watching this if you played it. The fucking Beautiful Joe franchise.
Where is
Beautiful Joe?
Okay.
Give it to me on Switch.
That's
give
a
it
big
to me.
Kamiya game.
Beautiful Joe.
Right? Where's Beautiful Joe?
So that's another GameCube game. So you and me are both from the same era.
Yeah, that era's been kind of ignored.
I'll take what I already said. Portal 2. Thank you.
Yeah, Portal 2 on the new.
I would like that, please.
I got the orange box. Come over.
Okay. I own the game, but my PS3 broke. Portal is not available.
Anywhere? You can't play that on like PlayStation or anything?
I mean it's on the PS3.
PS3, but mine broke, and I don't, you know, like I don't want to buy an old PS3 just to play that game again.
You know what? We're sounding like a bunch of console dummies is what we're sounding like. Because probably all the shit we've mentioned, everyone's going, this is all on Steam or,
yeah,
you know,
can get it right
now. True. Super Mario Strikers is not on Steam.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, not Nintendo stuff. Hey, I know these smarter than us guys out there know how to emulate some stuff. I've seen a thing or two.
I've been playing Steam like crazy. I love it. So, but I'm talking console, y'all. We're talking old school console gaming.
We're talking console. We're console cowboys in cyberspace.
It's Halloween's almost. It's right around the corner. I've been watching a lot of scary movies.
Yeah,
it's the season. Have you guys been checking out any like horror movies this week?
I have not seen a single one. Not one.
No.
I put Shining on in my office the other night. I saw you. I watched a little bit of that. I popped in.
Yep.
You know what's funny? I was here editing the podcast last week, and for a moment I was by myself, and it was dark, and I put The Shining on, and I was like, eh.
It's funny, in the beginning of October, I watched
scary.
The Shining.
Too scary for me. Too scary for me to be here by myself. If like Kevin was here, it'd be all right, but it was...
that's true.
That's
the best way, to me, like, that's the best way to experience a horror movie. Like,
yeah.
I find it's rare when a movie actually gets under your skin, so when it does, it's like a nice...
Yeah.
You know, you should embrace that.
It's supposed
that
to
moment.
Evoke something in you. Fear.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of Mama. Not the best.
Mama.
No. Yeah.
What's
you
that?
Know, so that guy directed It.
Oh, he did?
And Mama was his first movie.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I've heard it's not that good, but there's a...
It's just, I don't like CG.
There's a YouTube short that, like, inspired it.
Yeah,
so basically,
yeah.
I can't remember the name of this director, but I find this really interesting because this is what happens to a lot of new directors. They make a YouTube short. It's a big hit. Somebody loves it. They give them, like, $1 million to turn their short into a feature-length film. That's what happened with Mama.
Yeah.
It does okay. And then they get to direct something like It, and then they're world famous.
And then it was definitely like a very, very well done effort, I think.
Well, it was a big hit. Regardless whether you like it or not, it was a smash hit.
I like that. Mama, I will say, had awesome sound design because the little demon ghost children made the fucking scariest, like what I imagine demons, the noises they make.
Oh,
it was very accurate.
Ooh. Real demon noises.
Real demon noises in surround sound. When you got a nice 7.1.
I watched Mama and I heard it say, "What the hell do you want?"
Oh, shit.
What do you want? Yeah, I mean, I watched, I had never seen the original Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I'd never seen that.
Let's talk about that.
That was in 4K and it was really cheap. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
So I love that movie. That's the movie that kind of started the slasher genre.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's one of those movies. This is not an insult to the movie. It sounds like it is, but it's not. It's one of those movies I saw too late. Where I saw it and it was like, oh, that was it. But no, but like just in the sense of, oh, everything absorbed this movie. You know what I mean? It's like I saw this after so many movies that have taken from it.
Right.
That it's like
exactly
okay.
what I said about Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Everything took from this. Everything did.
Yeah.
But here's what I was saying, and this is why, Sean, this is what I was just saying. Rarely do you watch an old horror movie like that where it gets under your skin.
Right.
So I bet, Rocco, if you were watching that movie here at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It would be a lot creepier to you,
sure.
And you might be able to appreciate it.
That's true.
Well, for how it was, you know, when it was first released.
But again, by me saying that, I'm just saying that was my reaction. It wasn't. That's not me saying it's bad.
Yeah.
You have to contextualize it. It's just, I know a lot of people who, this is just a side kind of tangent, but I know a lot of people who this week saw, for some reason, I know multiple people that saw Psycho for the first time.
Really?
And I won't say anything about it in case somehow you haven't seen it, but man, everyone at home, go see Psycho. Come on, the original.
It's great.
Yeah. Don't see the one with, what's his name?
Vince Vaughn?
I watched a lot of that show.
Oh, what? The Bates Motel?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I watched the first 10 seconds and I was done.
Yeah.
Not good.
He had an iPod in. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. But anyway, and what a lot of people have said about it, and I watched some recent thing about it, where people were like, yeah, you know what? The only thing that sucks about the movie Psycho is they have this whole ending scene where the detective kind of explains everything that happened. Like, he just kind of runs down every twist, like, yeah, so da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that scene is just so not needed. You don't need this guy to explain it all to you. But when they told me that, I was like, you know, but you have to give it context. Audiences were not ready for that kind of whiplash that they got in that movie, where it was twist, 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 twist. At every level, story-wise, casting-wise, everything in that movie had you flipped upside down. And no audience was ready for that.
No.
Yeah. So they had to have someone come in and go, okay, this is where we're at. And then it made sense. And it's because of Psycho that everything in fiction can now build off that and go, hey, you've seen what that can do, but we'll do this. And you don't need someone to explain it.
Yeah.
But at that time, you needed that. And that's where I'm coming from with Halloween. It's not an insult. What an incredibly inspirational and pivotal movie that is. I just never knew that. As I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, that was really simple. And you've kind of seen everything there, but it's because it was so influential.
Yeah.
Everything took it.
Well,
you know?
For me,
so I like to have that context.
You know, the first time I watched The Shining, I remember I was like 12 years old.
Yeah.
I was really getting into horror movies for the first time. So I wanted to watch all the famous horror movies I'd always heard about. And I'd always heard, like, you know, one of the scariest ones ever is The Shining.
Yeah.
So when I rented it from Blockbuster, I was very excited to watch it. And I remember I popped it on like 4 p.m. on like a Wednesday. I'd just gotten home from school and I watched it. And, like, my friends were coming over, and, like, my dog was on my lap, and I'm watching this movie, and then, like, it ends, and I'm like, you know what? I didn't think that was very scary. Like, why do people like this movie so much? But years later, I would go back to it and watch it again, and it wasn't even the second or third time I watched it, maybe the fourth or fifth time I watched it.
Sure.
It was, like, the week of Halloween.
Yeah.
I put it on, like, 10 o'clock at night. I was alone in the house, and it sucked me in, and it scared me more, even though I had already watched it multiple times, just setting the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what I think, like, I hear everything you're saying, but sometimes horror movies, they just don't get you.
Yeah.
But later on, they still might, you know?
Yeah,
it's all about, like, the mindset you have going into it.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast about Psycho, actually. And they were talking about, like, the behind the scenes and the making it or whatever. And I didn't realize that before Psycho, you would just pay to go see a movie, and you would go. The movie would just keep playing on a loop, and you just go and you'd watch the movie. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's the end. I'll wait until the beginning. But you, like, you would see
the,
everything.
It's like a TV screen running.
Yeah, and this kept going. Wow. And so you'd show up whenever you want to show up. Watch them halfway through, and then you watch the other half. Backwards almost.
But then Psycho,
was the one. Hitchcock was like, that can't happen in this one. Yeah, you would be lost. Like, if you walked in the middle, it's like, what the fuck? What is this? Like, you didn't know what was happening.
But there were cutouts of him in the lobby that are like, if you're a minute late for Psycho, you won't be coming in.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that.
And that was like the first time they ever did that. And that started how that worked, which is crazy.
He ran a tight ship, that Hitchcock.
It also ended a lot of showers for people. Man, when I was a kid, I saw some of Psycho, and I didn't want to take a shower. It was like, oh, no.
It's
Jaws.
I don't,
what if someone comes in? You know, that Hitchcock was so good at tapping into those base fears, you know?
Is Psycho scary? Like, I don't think it's scary.
I think it kind of is.
It's classic movie.
If you, I mean, especially some of the ending stuff.
If you don't know.
When I was a kid, that terrified me.
Psycho has jump scares in it. I remember being jump scared watching Psycho. I'll spoil some if people don't mind at home. I'll spoil the parts of Psycho that scared me.
Yeah. Hey, skip the next 2 minutes if you ain't seen Psycho.
You haven't seen Psycho.
I probably watched Psycho, around that age, teenager, 14 years old, when the detective is, like, walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
And then the mom comes running out of the bedroom and just stabs him and he falls down the stairs. That scared me.
Yeah. It's shot really creepy, too.
That startled me. The bathroom scene, I mean, I was kind of expecting it, but it's still, like, horrific.
When I saw it as a kid, I didn't know anything about that. So that was like, oh,
really?
Oh no, is there someone in there? Like, that... It's just this creepy feeling. Is there someone in the room? I'm taking a shower.
They do. It is like, what other movie is there where there is the main character and then in the middle of the movie she fucking dies?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not... Oh, are we following her? Okay, I guess not. And it's like the whole thing with her and stealing the money. And it's like, oh, that was for nothing. That doesn't even matter.
And that's what the movie gets its most credit for is, in terms of like surprising things, it's like, wow. The lead is gone that soon. But, man, it doesn't get enough credit for the money in that movie. Man, they keep showing that money. Oh, man, how's that? Oh, that's going to come into play. Oh, that money's going to come back to... Oh, it's gone? What? It's in the... Oh, it's gone?
I mean, give enough credit that it's a movie about a secretary who rips off her boss.
Yeah.
Name another movie from the 60s
yeah.
that does that. And then she gets murdered.
Every level of it is... Yeah. That is... That, there's very few movies I would just say are like 10 out of 10.
And I will point out, because it's relevant, we're talking about how Psycho is progressive.
Yeah.
It's a woman in the 60s who steals a large sum of money from her boss, becomes an outlaw, pretty unheard of for film in the 60s. That woman's daughter is now 60 years old, starring in a horror movie this Halloween. Also unheard of.
Also unheard of.
So like a legendary family breaking down walls. What other... horror movie stars a woman in her 60s as like the action ass-kicking heroine of the film.
Here, I'm going to wave real quick so people can unmute their microphones and that they're good because we're not going to spoil anymore Psycho.
I don't know.
She's breaking new grounds.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new Halloween. Did you see the new Halloween?
I haven't got a chance to either, and I want to.
No, I really wanted to. That's why I watched that one because I was like, I want to see the new one. It's just... Timing has not been good.
This is a very busy time. Seriously busy.
I made some time for Red Dead because I didn't want to not be part of that conversation. You know what I mean? And whatever.
Well,
that's the only free time I've had.
I certainly waited the last minute because I played for like an hour and a half before I drove here. That's my only experience. So, haven't gotten to the movies yet.
We haven't had a podcast question in a long time, but I would love it if you have not seen Psycho ever. And watch it now and email us, were you scared or not? I'm very curious. And also, did you know it was going to happen? Because I feel like it's such in pop culture, all the things that happened in Psycho.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's been spoiled 10,000 times over for people.
Yeah.
So I'd be very curious to see it has been spoiled for you and were you scared?
Even the opening, you're going to hear that opening music and go, oh, Busta Rhymes sampled this.
It's true.
You're going to know.
You're going to go, oh, bus a bus, just like every other day.
Yeah.
Just a normal day. Hey, I want to say thank you to our kind and loyal and wonderful sponsors. I guess I screwed the pooch with the, what is this company? I can't
remember. Callaway.
Callaway.
God, you're blowing it again.
Oh, don't even mention them.
Was that on the air? Are we live?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not them. Our sponsor this week and every week is shop.mega64.com. That's right. the best site money can buy. We know we bought it so that we could host it and give it to you. The stuff on the website, not the website. We still own the website.
That's ours.
But shop.mega64.com is a great place to get merchandise.
Yeah, and I want to say, too, Mega64, we're here every week. We never stop, okay? This factory we're in here, it's churning content out 24/7. We got Mega64 TV running. We're in here all week creating new content. Oh, Garrett's doing PPS. Heart Slayers will be returning soon.
That's right.
We've got all kinds of new shows and new podcasts. So we are like, you know, the ultimate underground form of entertainment. And everybody here watching, you're tuning into, you know, I realize that this podcast is so special because this is like our way of reaching almost the members of the club.
Yeah.
And so when Rocco's promoting the store, I think it's important to say, you know, this is kind of like an ongoing thing. We're here 24/7 and you should be repping us out there.
Yeah. Sure.
So go to the store and pick up a shirt. We got a lot of new merchandise. It's badass. Pick up a new shirt. Show off your pride that you're part of the crew. You're in touch with us, the Mega 64 boys.
Yeah, I was just going to say, actually, Friday, a whole bunch of stuff went up. Friday, the Hacking in Progress shirt went on sale and is on sale. We had it actually fully in stock because we sold out so bad during the summer cons that we just, as soon as the summer cons were over, we were like, hey, run a new batch of them because we know people at home are going to want them. Yeah. So we actually had a full stock, and there's some left. It's not a ton now, but we do still some of this somehow popular shirt. That was a real surprise to me. I mean, you know, we like to experiment, but man, this went over really well.
We're cranking out merchandise like crazy. I know we're working hard on the Patreon.
Yeah.
New Patreon items going out. The treasure trove of fan merchandise that's going out on the USB. I was actually pouring through my personal files yesterday, digging up stuff for that USB. I found actually a folder on my computer of a bunch of, you wouldn't think we had any of this, and I don't know, I'll have to run it by you guys. I haven't even brought this up to you guys, but a bunch of scripts for videos that we like. We hardly ever have to write scripts, but every once in a while we do, especially like when we work with a big company like Nintendo and they want to send it to Japan to get full approval of everything we're gonna do. I found all those scripts. I was like, dude, we should put that on the USB treasure trove. I don't know if people out there would be interested in looking at that, but you can see kind of how we write our comedy skits. I found, like, I don't know, almost like 40 pages worth of scripted material. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, so check out, by all means, if you want that, and the vinyl record that we're doing, too, for Virtual Tiger.
Oh, my God, yes, Virtual Tiger. We've been talking about that.
Go to patreon.com/mega64, and you'll find ways to get our quarterly gift package and a whole bunch of other ways to connect to Mega64.
We've been working real hard on, like, just going over all that stuff. We've been working on our book, and even we were filming some version 4 stuff earlier this week, too. So that's working really hard here. And I just want to, you know, sometimes people out there, they just tune into the podcast. They think, like, what do these guys do all week in between the podcasts?
Yeah.
We're going nonstop, 24/7 up in this place.
Yeah.
And we're not the best about keeping everybody out there updated, so I just wanted to give you a little taste of all the stuff we've been cranking out here.
Yeah, keep an eye out. And the deadline for this new Patreon gift package, by the way, is Wednesday. It's Halloween.
Oh, so get in. That's the cutoff.
Start funding by Halloween and stay on for a few months.
Just stay on. Just stay on.
Stay on for good. But to get that package, start by Halloween and then stay on for 3 months and you'll get it. So there you go.
Is there anything going in the shop or...
This coming Friday to our store, this coming Friday, we're getting mixed up here though. We got to make this clear.
I'm sorry.
Patreon stuff. That was Patreon stuff. Shop.mega64.com. You can just buy merchandise.
Anytime you
want.
24 hours a day.
Yeah. This Friday we're going to be putting up, in honor of the Western theme that we've had, with what we're playing this week, the Gunslinger shirt will be back in stock.
Yeah. Nice.
As well as the 64 soft hat. And the video TV shirt. That was a Mega 64 day item, but they'll be back in stock finally.
Cool.
On Friday. Yeah. I don't know what the date is of that Friday.
Well, that would be the 2nd, according to my math.
Yeah,
November
2nd? Right.
That'd Sean's be November 2nd. Right.
They'll be going up that day. So check that out.
And you know what else? I want to remind everybody the most important announcement of the evening. We are just about 2 weeks out from game days.
That's right.
That's right. Anaheim, California. November 10th and 11th, Is that right?
Yes, that is.
10th and 11th. Please, if you haven't bought a ticket yet, come on out and join us.
Yeah, we have some left. We have some left. We got as many as we could get.
An amazing show. We've been just going over our programming with all of our guests. It's going to be the best game days we've ever done. We're super excited to present it to everybody, and we want all of you to come out and see it. So if you're in the neighborhood, you'd be a damn fool to miss out. If you're not in the neighborhood, I'll let it slide. I'll give you a pass.
You got lucky.
But if you're anywhere, if you're within 45 minutes of Anaheim and you're not there, throw your computer away and log off.
The schedule's out. You guys put the schedule out.
Yeah, the schedule for day one is out.
That's great.
Day two, it'll be out in a second. But Gerard, the completionist, who tragically killed in our Cell Saga video.
Yeah.
He just told me, I think he's going day one now too.
Rip. Oh, awesome. Oh,
cool. He was coming with us to Disneyland on day two, but Gerard, I think, is going to be there both days.
Gerard.
So if anybody out there, you know, if you have always wanted to meet Gerard the Completionist, or you just want to give condolences to him losing his life essence in the Cell Saga, you know, just let him know. He'll be there both days.
He's not on the schedule. He's not programmed to do any official entertaining. But you know what? We'll put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Love to.
When he's there, we'll shut the show down. We'll turn all eyes on a Gerard. And we'll be like, here's the moment for all the Completionist fans. Here's the guy. Go nuts.
That sounds fair.
We're going to do that. So if you don't want to miss that, get your ticket right now. They're on sale right now. You could have your ticket right now. Why don't you have your ticket?
Yeah, you got to get that ticket.
Get your ticket.
I'll be there.
What?
No, I was just gonna
segue. Our sponsors.
Oh,
is that cool?
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'll allow it.
So we were talking a minute ago about not to keep talking about Red Dead, but I'm sorry. It's
awesome.
It's the
you gave me the hard okay. You basically told me to shut up so you could go back to talking about Red Dead.
Oh. Well, I just thought we've been plugging shit for way too long.
He wants to be a cowboy.
I'm plugging
baby.
Shit. I'm promoting Mega Man. It's important. The stuff we do here is important.
Well, if you wanted to promote Mega Man, I would have talked about the new.
You're confused.
I think the stuff we do here is important. I'm sorry.
Someone's talking junk right now, and I don't like
it. What is the new one? Mega Man 11?
Meg, mute their mics. Turn their mics down, Meg.
I can't remember, but anyway.
People out there got to know.
I'm into the Wild West chatter.
You were talking about the online. Earlier, you brought up the online version. I don't know what the online component was for the last one.
For GTA?
No, for Red Dead Redemption.
None, I don't.
No, they had an online component. It was like, oh my gosh. I remember I used to play it. It was like 16-person lobbies. I think it was like Bounty Hunter mode.
I never even have seen it.
You'd have to get your wanted level up, and you'd have to keep it up, and they'd put a bounty on you, and all the other players would try to track you down. If I'm remembering correctly.
Back then, I would try an online mode like once or twice and then be done with it.
Yeah.
But that does ring a bell. What is the online mode in this version of Red Dead?
No, it hasn't come out.
Okay, that's just like GTA 5 then. You're in the same map, but you're in your gang, I guess.
What was the GTA 5 online? Like,
It was a fourth character.
So what is it though? Like, what do you do?
You were running heists.
Oh really?
Yeah,
races.
I thought you said racist.
I thought you said racist too.
There's a lot of like deathmatch. Very good. A lot of like deathmatch, and when they added the first person view to the PS4 version, that was great. So you could do a lot of deathmatch modes, a lot of races, a lot of they have like DLC events now because they still heavily support GTA online.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
But it's basically a fourth character in that map, and you can go around and do your own missions, your own whatever for the kind of that fourth character and build up their garage and their empire.
But Red Dead had like a zombie version too, right?
That was the Undead Nightmare.
Undead Nightmare. Yeah,
that was a second game you could buy.
That was a totally separate thing. Just like an alternate game, which wasn't a fully fleshed out game. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was a very reduced, like, they took the map, took all the people out of it.
Right.
Yeah, replaced it with zombies.
But was it fun? I mean,
if you're into zombie games, which I think at the time was a bigger novelty than
it
is now.
Yeah, definitely.
That was the era of, like, Left 4 Dead. And
yeah, yeah.
You know, zombie shit was
Dead
huge
Rising.
I was just curious because I've never tried. I don't have any experience with that.
It was literally like that's the era we made our zombies. Video.
Yeah.
Everything was fucking zombies.
Yeah,
then.
Totally. I forgot it was around that. Then. Well, I was just gonna say, I know this game is going to have that kind of component to it.
Oh, really?
And what occurred to me, I ended up getting this game on Xbox because after all the reviews came out and all that. All the comparisons, the Xbox One X version was actually the best looking version.
Really?
So I was like, okay, well, you know, I prefer to play on PS4, but is the best version, I'll get that.
Let me tell you, the PS4 version looks like shit.
So yeah,
you did the
that's
right
what
thing.
I heard.
It looks,
like
terrible.
Crap.
Terrible.
No, it was pretty negligible. The worst version of the game where it actually looked. It was pretty hard to compare. I mean, it wasn't too different amongst all of them, except the base Xbox One. Really, they put a lot of stuff out of focus and it wouldn't have to show stuff. It was really surprisingly not good. Ugh. But Xbox One X had the highest 4K native whatever version. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll get that. It's just whatever single player game. That's cool. So I got it on that. It's fine. But then as I'm playing, I'm like, you know, if that online component rules, I don't know anyone else on Xbox One at this point. You know? Okay. Meg. Never mind. I'll play with Meg.
It'll be installed by next year. So send a reminder on your calendar.
But it just hit me. It's like, shit, if I want to play with other people, I needed this on PS4 probably. But so hopefully the online version will suck and I won't have guilt.
Okay. Hard segue.
Yeah. Big okay.
I watched Adam Sandler's new comedy special on Netflix before I came here.
What?
Is that still is this still a Western talk? Was it Goofy Six or what?
No.
Goofy Six?
No. This is just straight up stand up comedy.
Okay. He's back, baby.
I'm pretty sure. I want you guys out there, you let me know because I think I might be fucking crazy. I'm pretty sure it's just a laugh track. I'm pretty sure he's on stage telling jokes and singing. He's not really singing songs. He's more he does it one verse of a half joke song. And then he goes back to telling jokes. I'm pretty sure it's just a laugh track there.
Well,
and it's weird. It is. I highly recommend it actually because it's such a bizarre comedy show.
Yeah,
you've never seen a production like this. Wow. He must have recorded in 10 different venues, and every single shot is a different take from a different venue. They never show the crowd.
Oh.
Whoa.
They show the crowd, but they really avoid them heavily. It was, you know, I put it on just to see what it was all about, and it was almost like watching an experimental film.
Really? You know?
Now, here's the thing. Wow. I'm going to be honest. Okay. There are a couple parts that made me laugh.
Yeah.
It's a fucking hour-long comedy special. Every once in a while, I got a giggle out of it. And I actually have to give Adam Sandler, the Sandman, some credit.
Sandman.
He made an entire comedy special where he didn't target anybody or anything.
Oh, it's super PC and safe?
No. Well, it was not you know, I watch other comedians and they're very edgy. They make these jokes that are super edgy.
Right.
This wasn't edgy. This was just kind of stupid. And my only criticism was, honestly, his humor just might be too stupid. There's a part where he's in slow motion, making funny faces. And it's just fucking dumb. But it wasn't overtly mean. It didn't target anybody. It didn't say this type of person or these group of people are so stupid. And I was like, you know what? It's rare to watch a comedy special that doesn't have a target.
Yeah.
It doesn't just attack somebody. So to his credit, that was interesting.
As a kid, his comedy CDs.
Oh yeah.
I fucking
the goat sketch
loved.
Oh,
the first two especially were shit, dude. I listened to that with headphones on, so my parents couldn't hear all the bad words.
I could
still
hear
all the time.
Me too, and I realized that for better or worse, Adam Sandler had a significant influence on my style of comedy, and it's not something I'm proud of.
Mm.
It's the part of my sense of humor that I want to let go into the past.
Sure.
But you know what? I like watching purposely bad things, so in that interest, I put this on. It was a weird experience. Check it out if you want to see Adam Sandler's comedy special. I definitely watched it. I thought, okay, anybody can be on Netflix.
Netflix or Hulu?
It's on Netflix.
Not Hulu.
What I had heard about that special from somebody else who watched it was that they told me this is super weird. Watch what he says about Chris. I guess there's something about Chris Farley.
Oh, I missed that part. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was getting ready for this podcast.
Okay, because he said something about Chris Farley at the end that was, I guess, kind of affecting. But other than that, it was weird.
I didn't actually watch it to the end.
It's interesting hearing you say that it was almost every other shot or bit was a different venue from a different angle.
Yeah.
So I know that for the past couple of years, David Spade, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, and
Nick Swartzen.
It might have been,
I think it's Nick Swartzen.
They were all on this massive U.S. tour.
Okay.
I wonder if they're just like, hey, let's hire a bunch of cameramen and also get specials out of this.
I bet they're all going to get one.
And they just shot a different bit in every – well, I know Netflix is like dealing out the specials
like
crazy.
It was such a weird because they don't – I make videos, so sometimes I pick up on things that maybe somebody who doesn't make videos wouldn't notice.
Exactly.
But at certain times, it even appeared that he was performing in an empty theater.
Huh.
Like doing stand-up for nobody.
And
that there was a laugh track, and they would show like the slate, you know, like in production, but only for like a split second, like a subliminal message thing. It was like stylized editing, but I don't know. It was just weird to watch and be like, what's the creative inspiration behind these choices?
I bet you're onto something.
Netflix has been getting Fast and Loose. There's two examples. The chat brought up a 2016 or 17 Harlan Williams special where he performed to no audience on a mountain, like in the desert to like cactuses and snakes.
What the
And it was
fuck?
Funny.
I forgot about
and
that.
Then I really was interested in how off the wall the Maria Bamford comedy special was, where it was like every bit was in a different venue. And she started out like in her living room and then in her front yard and then at like
here's
a coffee shop and then at
here's,
an actual.
Okay. Here's my theory.
Yeah.
There are these comedians that they know this person's so famous. If we release something, people at home will watch it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I, you know, the audience that comes out doesn't laugh. So let's not put them in front of an audience.
Huh.
And that's basically like, let's make a comedy special with no audience because the audience is going to laugh anyways. And that doesn't matter because we're going to film it. The people at home aren't going to know the audience isn't going to laugh.
That's true too. I've heard these comedians say that they get up when they're coming back into stand up. They get up there and the fucking people laugh at the setups. And they're like, holy shit, like this is going to be so easy tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a big name, you just you got them in your pocket.
There's times where you listen to stand up and you realize, like, oh, they could say the word apple and people would just laugh.
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Apple.
Apple. That's See, I can't do that. Funny. It doesn't get a laugh.
You're not funny. Sean.
I'm not funny.
But if Rocco said it, it would be funny.
Let's
the
do it.
Let's, would be all right, up.
Let's go around. Who could say apple the funniest? We'll start with me. Fuck it.
Mm.
Apple. Next.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on, man.
APPL. Apple. Can you please breathe the word?
Okay. To your credit, that's funnier than what I did.
Pretty funny.
Funny. Currently I'm in last place.
Let's go to Rocco real quick.
What?
I'm working on mine.
Spot.
I'm working on mine.
On the spot.
All
right. Go to Rocco.
Okay, we'll go to Rocco. We'll go to Rocco. I still go with Garrett, but I'm not the judge here.
Okay.
All right, Sean.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Good night.